always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
What's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, and you're tuned in to Yada the King Radio, home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life, man. If you don't have some of them things, you need to get it in your life. You need to keep us on rotation. Matter of fact, man, we got to say this. This is the second interview that we did with an artist where we actually have what we call fun facts. I know y'all heard me talking about it a lot. Well, now what we have is we have the fun facts on our Yada the King app. It's only $1.99. We have it for the Androids, the Kindle Fire, as well as the Apple products. Get that. We got some other new shows that you need to make sure that you're peeping out, like the traffic jams, 30 minutes music nonstop. Whatever songs I'm feeling, I just throw a little mix together, get it in. You need to make sure you're getting it in on your way to work and all that, man. But today, we're going to talk about the topic of the day, which is prayer life, man. What does it mean to have a prayer life? How does this make Christianity better? Does it make Christianity better? Also, we're going to talk with the homie, the Pioneer. We got it in with him, man. I saw a couple of music videos that he had on Rapzilla. I reached out to homie, and I was like, man, let's get it in. Let's chop it up. Let's see what's populating with you, man. Let's get into this song right here, Go Girl, by the homie, Corey Paul, on Yada the King Radio.
Girl, you ain't tripping on it, cause you know a man.
You know you that.
If you try to balance kids, work, school, and church, but you gon' make it work.
You know you that.
Now work your hand in the air, if you know you that. Rock left, rock right, left, right, like that. One hand in the air, if you know you that. Rock left, rock right, left, right, like that.
Are you on it? Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
And I see you, I see that. Girl, you know you that. Girl, you know you that. I'm just simply staying fit. Girl, you go, girl.
Are you on it? Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
And I see you, I see that.
Girl, you know you that. Girl, you know you that. I'm just simply staying fit. Girl, you go, girl.
Child featuring David Reedy.
I'm gonna want you.
Hello, her online at daughterofzionkm.com. Little Prophet, Little Prophet, The Revolution. It stores June 26th. June 26th. With his new singles, Heart of Courage.
I don't believe it. I'm a warrior.
Him on tour in the DMV area, Atlanta, Miami, Nashville, and more.
Yo, what's up? This is your warrior, Don Christian, Yada the King. We back getting it in with the homie, the Pioneer, right now, man. And the Pioneer, first of all, tell me why you came up with that name, the Pioneer, and then after that, we're gonna hop right into your testimony, bro.
Okay. Well, be honest with you, man, it wasn't like nothing, like a deep, it wasn't a, like a real deep origin of that name. I just felt a couple years ago, like as I was, you know, preparing to, you know, try to break into, you know, Christian rap, I was just like, you know, what type of impact do I want to have? And, you know, that's the thought that came on to my mind, that I wanted to be a pioneer, somebody who, you know, a pioneer is a person who, you know, initiates change. A pioneer is somebody who, you know, who goes before people and kind of like prepares the way for other people to come after him. So just thinking along those lines, you know, like the impact that I wanted to have, I came up with that name, so.
Yeah, you was, from the name, we already know you're going deep, man. So talk to me. I want to know, I want to know your testimony, man. Give us about like a 5-minute synopsis of how you came to know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, bro.
Okay. Well, I'm from, I live in Columbus, Ohio right now, but I was born and raised in Chicago, Illinois. I grew up, you know, two-parent household. My parents were godly parents. You know, they took me to church. They went to church themselves.
Yeah.
So I grew up kind of like, you know, in the church somewhat. And then as I got older and went off to college, I just kind of strayed from that foundation, you know. Started getting, you know, involved in the party scene a little bit, you know, trying to hang out with different girls, you know.
Yeah.
And slowly but surely, man, you know, I looked up. I went to college at 18. I looked up when I was 21, and I just seen how far away from the Lord I was starting to get. And, you know, my mom is a minister, and she basically, man, she had put the seed, you know, the Bible says the word of God is a seed. And she had put that seed in me, you know, when I was a young boy. And around that age, you know, 21, 22, that's when God started dealing with me and basically calling me back to him, because I had kind of gotten out there a little bit. So basically from there, once I, you know, realized that the Lord was, you know, calling me, you know, I made an effort, man, to reestablish my relationship with him. I started going to church at, in my college town. And a big part of my testimony is the power of discipleship, man, because I had, you know, when a preacher gives the altar call, or however it is, but usually in the services I was in up until that point, the preacher would give the altar call, you know, I would come up, and I would genuinely want to surrender my life, man, but I couldn't walk it out because I didn't really have nobody walking with me.
Oh, boy,
and,
that's good.
You know, just, yeah, man, yeah, that's how it was, so, you know, it was around that time, I was 21, I met this brother. He was an associate minister at a church that was down the street from where I was living at. And I formed a relationship with him. And basically, man, just walking with him showed me that you can be young and live for Jesus. And not just live for Jesus, but really have that zeal. Like, this brother, he had a lot of zeal, man. He was bold. And he was really understanding of the gospel. We would be out. He would stop and minister and preach to people. And I had never seen that up until that point. A young guy doing that. So it really impacted me. And you know, I spent about 5 or 6 months with him. And after that, I transferred and went to another school. But it was during that time, man, that the guy really changed me. And a large part of it, man, was because of that brother who discipled me, because he showed me that you can be young and live this walk and really live it, you know, not just be faking it. So,
yeah.
There, God leads us all. But that was like the pivotal point in my walk, man, when I was 21 and I met that brother who discipled me. So.
Dope, man. So now, after being discipled, I'm always big on this thing is a continual thing. It's a continual testimony. You know, Paul didn't just testify about how he got saved. He talked about how he continued to stay saved. What is some stuff that you do, man, to stay on this course, bro?
Well, you know, a couple things. You know, I came out here to Columbus, Ohio to go to Bible college.
Okay.
I went to World Harvest Bible College. You know, I had an interest in becoming a pastor. You know, so, you know, that's the way the Lord was leading me.
Yeah.
So I came out here, and to be honest with you, man, to me, the best part of the Bible college experience was, you know, number one, the teaching, but number two, the fellowship that I enjoyed. You know, coming together with brothers and sisters who have the same faith as you, the same vision as you, fellowshipping with them, it was just awesome, man. So I would say, number one, fellowship is important. You know, you got to be around people of precious like faith. People, you know, the Bible talks about how iron sharpens iron.
Yes, sir.
So you got to be around people that can build you up, and you know, you got to be around people that you can build up from time to time. So fellowship, number one. Number two, you know, we had touched on this earlier. Just a consistent prayer life, man. God has really been impressing that upon me that, you know, He wants us to spend time with Him every day, not just a couple days here, then I took a couple days off. You know, for years, you know, that's kind of how my prayer life was. And because of that, you know, I was often up and down, you know, just like, you know, my prayer life. But as of late, man, I would say, like, in the past 2 months, you know, I've really made a conscious effort to, like, when my daily routine, I get home, I do what I got to do. I go to bed early so I can get up early.
Yeah.
And just praying and getting in the Word. You know, I think it was David. He said, I've hid your Word in my heart, so I won't sin against you.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about God. So as we meditate and digest the Word of God, you know, it gives us the strength to overcome temptation and sin and things like that. So,
amen.
To round them off, man, I would say fellowship, prayer, and just staying in the Word. You know, that's how I stay saved, man.
That's how he stays saved. I'm going to give him a head nod. Matter of fact, speaking of head nod, let's go to your track right now, man. Talk to me about this song, man. You got a video for this, right, too, right?
Yeah, I got a promo video for that one. My guy over in Pickerington, he goes by the name Coast Sound Studios in Pickerington, Ohio. That's where I record my music.
Okay.
I went over there one night and, you know, just asked him to make me something, and he made me that beat. You know, he made it in about 20 minutes. To give a quick shout out, man, I like supporting other artists, man. The brother Yavis.
Yes, sir.
From Columbus. Yeah, man. To be honest with you, I got the inspiration for that promo video from watching a video that he did. He did something called the Vandals theme.
Hmm.
You know, if anybody want to look it up, they can look it up. But I saw that, and I was like, man, that's dope. So I was like, man, I kind of want to do something similar. So I did the promo first, and then it just kind of evolved into a whole song. So.
All right, so let's hop into this joint by the Pioneer. The song is called Head Nod. And make sure your head's nodding as we get it in on Yacht of the King Radio.
Yeah. I just want to bless you. Yeah, that's my debut. When I get to the stage, they may say, who? Cause they don't know me. Nah, I never knew me. Cause I'm a newbie. Call me the new king. I ain't got to change in the Maybach that they got. Long as I'm close to the sun, I'ma stay hot. Got your boy feeling unafraid to fail. And you gotta take risks when you blaze the trail. Give me rest for the journey, my flesh on the gurney. I'm a dead man, I care less if you hurt me. Long as you hear him, you waited on a word. I passed his test cause he graded on the curve, yeah. And now we fighting, we pushing to bring change like what's underneath your seat cushions. I hope you feeling the kid. We can all get the gold if we willing to dig.
If you see my head now, I'm making up a rhyme. The end is real near, so I'm making up for time. I'm making up the lines, I do it on the mic. I'm waking up the grind and I do it for the Christ. If you see my head now, I'm making up a rhyme. The end is real near, so I'm making up for time. I'm making up the lines, I do it on the mic. I'm waking up the grind and I do it for the Christ.
Mama said I got a heart of gold, I wanna share with you. I really wanna trace Christ and share the picture. It's a snapshot, put it in the frame, homie. I'm by the backdrop cause I prefer if they ain't know me. I pray that when I leave the stage, all they know is him. I'm headed for the exit cause I'm going in, yeah. I think it's time we should attack now. Never left my back now, never will I back down. While in the midst of the so-called real spitters, I got one foot up in the door, they gotta deal with this. I'm not sick, yet I'm still in love. Enough to rip it off the hinge and then get a couple spins. For the Most High who makes the whole world turn. This is progress, moving forward, learn. About the scripture that says greater is he. So you know it's something greater in P than just me.
If you see my head now, I'm making up a rhyme. The end is real near, so I'm making up for time. I'm making up the lines, I do it on the mic. I'm waking up the grind and I do it for the Christ. If you see my head now, I'm making up a rhyme. The end is real near, so I'm making up for time. I'm making up the lines, I do it on the mic. I'm waking up the grind and I do it for the Christ.
You did?
You know he's lost and you provide a way. I keep my head up to the sky, hoping to see the moment that there's revival in my city and it's true atonement. They say that you can make it happen if you really want it. Well, I'm a soldier for the kingdom and you know I'm on it. Speaking truth over beats and I just want them to feel it. This gift of life is so free and I just want them to get it. Ayo, I do this for the streets and don't you forget it. You talking riding out for Jesus, then homie, I'm with it. I'm broke and can't afford to gamble with my life. Getting locked, a shot and stabbed with the hammer or the knife. Man, we live in trife. I suggest you throw your whole heart and soul in the hands of the living Christ.
You can tell I'm from the ghetto if you take a look at me. And yes, I'm from the gutter where we hustle just to eat. And most of us is blind and I just pray you make us see. We live our life in bondage and I pray you break us free.
In my hood, 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 in my hood.
We live our life in bondage and I pray you break us free.
In my hood,
I'm from where them hammers are blaming your inner damage ya. Killers will let a whole clip out on an amateur. And them scramblers scrambling, drug handling. I'm telling you the truth, son, we living in the land of sin. I pray you give us eyes to see and an ear to hear. Lord, bring courage to all your people that live in fear. Listen here, I wreck God till I disappear. Don't let the devil get you hooked like fishing gear. I'm on a mission, I'm fishing for men, no homo. I'm taking up the case for Christ, pro bono. My hope is that my kids grow to love the Lord. I look forward to the day when we worship in one accord. I'm a street runner, I'ma run the streets. The hood starving for the truth and they wanna eat. I'm a street runner, I'ma run the streets.
You can tell I'm from the ghetto if you take a look at me. And yes, I'm from the gutter where we hustle just to eat. And most of us is blind and I just pray you make us see. We live our life in bondage and I pray you break us free.
In my hood,
in my hood,
in my hood,
in my hood.
Yes, sir, we back. Yada the King Radio getting it in with the homie, the Pioneer. And you can catch him on Twitter at D-A Pioneer, P-I-O-N-E-E-R. And he told you why. If you missed some of the episode and you can't rewind it for some reason, you need to go to yadatheking.com. You can start it when you want. Catch us on iTunes, all that, on demand. But before we get into all that, that last song right there was Dream called My Hood. The Pioneer, I want to know this, man. How did you get started in spitting, bro? Was this something that you was just like, were you in the closet at the house, man, just spitting bars? You had papers, you know, how did you start rapping, bro? That's what I want to know, man.
Yeah, man. I would say that I always had a desire to rap ever since I was like, ever since I was real young, man. Like I grew up in the Dr. Dre, Snoop, Tupac, Biggie era, kind of.
Okay, so let me say this real quick. You was a West Coast. You named a lot of West Coast cats, and you know we out here in Seattle. We on the West Coast.
Yeah.
You named quite a few West Coast people, so it sounded like you was leaning more toward the West Coast sound. And I'm gonna have you break that down a little bit, but go ahead, man. Finish what you're saying.
Yeah, man. To be honest, that was like really the first CD I was exposed to, Dr. Dre's The Chronic.
Oh, wow.
And I can remember, to this day, man, I can remember, I think I was in the 7th or 8th grade, I can still remember being at my kitchen table, playing that tape back and forth, memorizing the lyrics so I can rap them by myself. Wow. I still remember that. That was Dr. Dre's The Chronic album. So from there, the late, kind of like the late 90s, I got exposed to, Tupac, Biggie, Jay-Z, and all that. So that all, listening to those artists, man, sparked the desire in me to rap. I would say I started rapping really in college when I was like 19. There was a group of local guys. They had a studio. They was trying to do their thing. And I did a song with them, matter of fact.
Yeah.
I had went to the studio and a friend of mine, he rapped, and I was listening to the beat in the studio. And I was like, man, I know I can get on this track and kill it. So I asked him, could I get on it? I wrote the verse right there in the studio, laid it down, and he loved it. So from there, I realized I had a talent to rap, and but I really, really started like rapping for the Lord when I got to Bible College in 05. They had a group at the Bible College I went to called Peculiar People. That was the rap group. And from there, that's when I started like going out doing shows, actually writing whole songs and coming up with concepts and stuff like that. So it just kind of evolved from that point on.
So I'm going to have you break down your understanding of West Coast hip-hop versus East Coast hip-hop, because you was in Chicago, which is kind of the Midwest. But talk to me real quick.
Right.
What sound did you lean towards the most, man?
To be honest with you, although I was exposed to the West, and I love the West, like Dr. Dre, The Chronic, Snoop, Tupac.
This don't sound. It don't sound like it's going. It don't sound like it's going to end too well for the West. Go ahead.
I would say though, I would say, I don't know. To be honest with you, I like all types. I like the West. I like the East. I like, I don't know what year it was. It was kind of like when Outkast came out. That's when the South really started emerging.
Yeah.
So I like all types. You said about the difference between the West and the East. I think the East Coast style of hip hop is a little bit more lyrical.
Mm-hmm.
I think they try to be, I don't want to say more provocative, but the lyrics are more in depth almost while the West Coast sound is a little bit more simple, but simple to me is not bad because, you know, to me, that's what people catch first, you know, just a simple flow, a simple rhyme, a simple hook.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would say those are the differences that I noticed, but I like all kinds, man. I would say that growing up, probably my favorite rapper of all time was Jay-Z. I just, you know, put that out there. My favorite album, dog, was probably Reasonable Doubt.
Mm.
That was probably my favorite album. And actually, man, when I, I got saved and God started dealing with me, I started throwing out all my secular music, really.
Yeah.
But that CD was like one of the last ones I used to bump. I used to bump that hard.
You was like, man, I'm not throwing this one away yet.
I liked it, man. I like that from front to back. So
yeah,
but I eventually, you know, kind of let that go for a season too. So, man, that's my.
Go ahead. I'm gonna ask you this real quick, man. How do you feel you are gonna be able to leave your impact as a believer in the mainstream hip hop? You know what I'm saying? How do you feel like you could do that?
Well, not to be, you know, cliche, but, you know, number one, I think definitely just, you know, having a genuine relationship with the Lord and then letting that display itself through the music.
Mm.
You know, and not making music necessarily from my head, but from my heart. And really, really saying what God wants to say. You know, that's how I really kind of approach doing music. You know, I don't really write, I would say, from my head. I just kind of, I write from what I feel led to say.
Mm.
And I think, you know, Jesus said, let your kingdom come, let your will be done in the earth. So I think as artists, as we yield ourselves to Him and let, you know, let him accomplish his will through us, you know, we can make an impact, you know, whatever arena that we're in. So, you know, being music being one of those. So I would think that's one. I would also say, you know, living with integrity, you know, as an artist, you know, it seems like it's automatically like a bad stigma that you get when people that you're an artist, or you said that you're an artist, because,
yeah,
you know, artists sometimes have a reputation for being shiesty, or, yeah, I've heard comments from people, you know, they automatically assume that you're a womanizer if you're a guy, you know,
yeah,
if you're an artist. So, I've actually heard people tell me that, so,
wow,
I would think that too, man. Saying what the Lord will want you to say, you know, and then living with integrity, man. I think that that'll open some eyes to people that, you know, that you can be saved, you can love the Lord, make good music, and in the midst of all the temptation and stuff that goes on in the music scene, you can still live a life of holiness.
Dope, man. We're going to go to your next song right now called Bring Me Joy. Share with me what this song is all about.
Yeah, man. That's one of my favorite songs on the upcoming album. That song is basically just talking about how Jesus Christ is the center of our joy as a believer, as a Christian. You know, I'm a real big person on trying to, like we talked about earlier, just maintain that that consistent communication with the Lord. And one thing He said is that in my presence, is the fullness of joy.
Yes.
So no matter what might be going on in your personal life, you know, ups, downs, trials, tribulations, etc., you know, it's like in His presence, you can get away from all that and be filled with joy. So that's all, I hope just kind of expresses that Jesus is our joy, and He's really all that we need in this life.
Amen. So let's hop into that. Yada the King Radio. Tell your friends, tell your family it's going down.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lord, I believe without it, I should love without you. I'm a small one. Help me to lighten you like song one. You brought me through the pain, the storm, the test stand. The rest of the stress produce a blessed man. One who never walks or stands in a sinner's path, but who can recognize gold when it's in his hands. While these cats try to prove they hard, I'ma help them see your word for the Jews they are. So I got a new song, I hope the world listen. When I'm in your word, I got the pearl vision. I can see clearly, you're always near me. I persevere, so lend me your ear. He gives light that can take you through a dark time. At midnight, you can make it to the sunrise. I'm on my knees, Lord. You gave me joy, so I took a detour, cause I need more.
Lord, I can't live without you. I should live without you.
Can't even wonder, I'm so in love with your awesome powers and your wonders. I was unstable, and you I relax. I was lost, but find a home in you like Remax. And now I react whenever I get your feedback. You always listen in on my problems like a phone tap. If I only knew, I'd have been called your name. Your love and joy was strong enough to pull me out of the game. And now, it's your love that got me holding on. And now, it's your joy that got me so strong. This world is so false, Jesus, He's so true. So like I told my wife, Lord, is how I'm telling you. I do give you every part of me. And everything I do now, I do it for the King. And I see, you cover me like a canopy. Your joy and L-O-V-E got me feeling so free.
Lord, I can live without you.
Whose words do you deem true? Since I got new life that cannot end, I don't wanna report if it's not His. Jesus is the only one I lean on. He knows He's my savior and my hero. He rolls the knives. Always within the master's reach, I let Him mold me, I'm the masterpiece.
Lord, I can't live without you.
Off in the zone, zone out, zone in the out, zone out, zone in the out.
End zone like touchdown. KB and I'm just out and I won't move like tough crowd. 7 years that I stuck out, got death threats, pushed out. But how they supposed to hurt a man man that's been there since 05. Beat dropping, I'm going in. Preach so hard that you know it's him. He fills me up and then he pulls. This might go underneath your skin. From the dog, I'm on it. To the praise of his glory, homie. I'ma get it in, or what I could've been before it, before the him. I'm hungry,
cause I got total vision, yeah, I'm focused on the light. He's with me. Can't see a thing, cause I'm focused on the Christ. You can try to kill me, but you can't hurt me. You can bring whoever you want. You'll never break me, won't penetrate. Once I get off in my zone, I'm in my zone. I'm in my zone.
But let me say this, I'ma live forever, regardless how my doctor feels. Call it Willow Smith, my father's will. I've seen the Lord, the same I'll never be. Some say they seen the Lord, but live on casually. I don't know what you saw, but the Lord ain't what you seen. Once you really seen the Lord, you're obsessed with what you see. Obsession more than say right, love him more than dead life. Wanna know how you can be poor, let him give you new website. I promise, dog, I want him. Mindset on his glory. I visualize him crucified, both hands wide, 3-4.
Cause I got total vision, yeah, I'm focused on the light. He's with me. Can't see a thing, cause I'm focused on the Christ. You can try to kill me, but you can't hurt me. You can bring whoever you want. You'll never break me, won't penetrate. Once I get off in my zone,
off in the zone, zone out, zone in the south, zone out, zone in the south. Black out on them, go off in the zone. Hey, yo, what's up?
Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
SNSSouth.com, the online source for all hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you SNSSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio. Watch videos on the TV network. And more. At TheSouth.com. TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
His videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms, online community, and most of all,
yo,
turn it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to westcoastfire.com now.
Streaming online at
westcoastfire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast. Westcoastfire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Duck King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Duck King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
That was one of my favorite songs that came out in 2012. KB, Zone Out. Let's get back into this interview with the Pioneer. Yeah.
Okay.
You know what it is, man. We back again. Yada the King Radio with the Pioneer himself. You know, he's from Chicago. And I'm going to ask this real quick, man. This is a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know how big of a basketball fan you are. We talked about this a little bit earlier on a side note. But right now, we know we have Michael Jordan in the league, right? Michael Jordan
right.
was the man.
Matter of fact, I just watched the USA Dream Team where Magic and Mike was going at it, bro. They were going at it, man. And a lot of the players said that was the time where they knew that it was Michael Jordan's league at that scrimmage right there. So after that, we knew after that it was Kobe. Kobe was the man. Now LeBron is the man. And a big question they were asking on NBA TV lately is, who's going to be the next big name in basketball? Who do you think is going to be the next person after LeBron James?
I think my man Anthony Davis.
Okay. Tell me why. Because I'm going to just say this, man. I've seen Anthony Davis. I saw him play yesterday. And my biggest thing is this. My biggest thing is this. He's not a strong player. He's not a fast player. He's tall, but I just don't. I think right now, this is the way that I'm saying, and Yada the King fans or people that are listening, if you hate my suggestions or whatever, hit me up because I want to know at Yada the King. But man, I don't think dude is the man yet, bro. Like, I don't even think he's gonna be the best on his team this year. So. You explain to me why you say Anthony Davis.
Well, I don't know if he'll be running the league like a LeBron is, like a Kobe did, like a Michael did. I think he'll be one of the standouts. I say that because, like, just looking at him, like, I mean, dude is like 7 feet tall. Yet he has the ability, you know, to play the. You know, perimeter game a little bit. You know, he got a pretty decent handle for somebody that size.
Yeah.
So I think the raw package is there. He just gotta, you know, he gonna have to work hard. It's not like, you know, like the names you mentioned, like Michael, Kobe, LeBron. You know, people don't realize, you know, those boys work. They work hard, man. Like,
yeah, you're right.
You know, Kobe's work ethic. I used to play ball. I played college, so I'm a basketball lover.
Okay.
I read up on that stuff all the time. And what teammates say about Kobe, man, like, even if they didn't like him, all of them say his work ethic was crazy. And people who know LeBron say his work ethic was crazy. So somebody like Anthony Davis, who got the wrong package, I think with the right work ethic, you know, he could approach that level.
So let me ask you this. Who would you what's the big word? Who would you say is similar to Anthony Davis? Have we seen a player like him yet that you could say, I feel like, and I'm not saying he's a carbon copy, because I don't think anybody's going to be like the real next Michael Jordan. Kobe was the closest you could possibly get. But when you say, who would you say reminds you of Anthony Davis that played, or who does Anthony Davis remind you of?
To me, he reminds me of, I haven't seen him play that many times, but just in a few games I saw, he kind of reminds me of like a young Kevin Garnett.
Okay, okay.
Like when he first, like old KG, like when he first came into the league, like, you know, he was skinny, you know, he wasn't that strong. Like, KG was skin and bones, really, when he got into the league.
Okay.
But he had a skill level. He was a good defender, and he rebounded well, and he just had a hunger, you know, to learn and get better. So, just looking at him from a couple games I saw, that's all I would compare him to.
Okay, man. So, okay, now I get it. Now I see. Okay, see, because, you know, I was watching it, and, bro, they was hyping him up, like, in a preseason game, this dude ran up and down the court and did some. I mean, like, the layup was all right. It wasn't nothing like, whoa, I got to watch this rookie.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you said that Kevin Garnett player, I see what you're saying. Kevin Garnett, great player even now. He's kind of he's a little bit intense. That's what I was saying. I'm not going to say he's crazy, but he's very intense. Yeah. You know, if Anthony Davis has some of that drive, I think, man, definitely. I see where you're going with that. Man, let's do this, though. We're going to get on the topic of the day. We just getting warmed up. That's how we do it here at Yada the King Radio. But we're going to talk about a prayer life, man. And I heard I ain't gonna say what I heard, but prayer life. Talk to me about the importance of a prayer life, and I'll share some stuff with on this later.
Okay. I feel like God impressing that upon me for years, man. That it takes consistency, you know, to get to that next level in your walk. And I saw a teaching by my pastor back home, Bill Winston, from a Living Word Christian Center. And one of the things, as a matter of fact, I just happened to see the teaching, and that's what he was talking about, how it's not enough just to spend time with God, but it takes spending time with God every day for you to go to another level of glory. So I've really been just trying to focus on that, man. Another thing with that God has been impressing upon me is that, you know, like I've been praying for, you know, and I think we all do from time to time, just we pray for change, you know, like we want to see change in our lives. But what God has been sharing with me is that, you know, for you to see change, you have to change. You know, you can't expect God to move in your life and change things and you remain the same. So he's just been impressing that upon me that, you know, you're going to have to change. You're going to have to start becoming disciplined. You know, you're going to have to go to bed so you can get up early in the morning. And you're just going to have to make a conscious effort to be consistent, man. And that's what I've been trying to do. And it's just a beautiful thing just to walk with the Lord every day. And that's what he wants. I think even more so of us wanting it is more about what he wants. And he longs for that communication and that intimacy even more than we do.
Yeah.
You know, he's a good father. And, you know, he wants to spend quality time with his children every day. And, you know, sometimes we deny him that because, you know, of things that we put before him, you know, working and, you know, other relationships, other responsibilities, so forth and so on. But I think God as a whole is calling his church back to that place, man, where we just seek him consistently, man. And, you know, that's what brings some joy, I think, is quality time with his children.
So let me ask you this. And I was going to quote this from Kanan. I had to make sure I was going to say the right words. He said, some people would rather have the Prada and some Air Nikes, but he said, I'd rather have the Father in a prayer life. You know what I'm saying? And that goes to show how, like, you know what I'm saying, how serious this is. Because a lot of people, it's unfortunate, man, Christians don't see the importance of having a real connection with God. Like, having a real connection with God is not just saying a prayer and going home and saying you're a Christian for the rest of your life. Like, a real connection with God, Jesus, man, he showed this, bro. There was plenty of times where he shook and was like, man, I got to get away so I can spend time with my God. My Father.
Right.
I got to get away so I can spend time.
Right.
Like, what would you say is things that we could do to get away and do the same thing, man? Because there's so many things that go on in life. But what's a way that you have found that has been productive for you to say, I need to get away and go spend time with God?
For me, I would say, man, it has to be a desire, like a real strong desire to change, you know. Like it has to be like a consuming desire almost, that, you know, you're so tired of the way things are, and, you know, you have no other choice. Like, you have to press into God's presence to get a breakthrough. So, because as long as things are, you know, easy, or, you know, everything is going your way, you know, I think it's hard to develop that attitude. But, you know, when your back is against the wall, and you know, you just really need change in your life, I think that compels you to say, okay, I'm not putting nothing else before, you know, my time with God. Mm. And I think it takes that type of attitude. I think that's how David was. Like, one of my favorite books in the Bible is a song.
Yeah.
And you know, David was like that, man. Like, you know, he didn't want nothing else except to be in the house of God, and he was consumed with that. So that's what I would say, man. I would say we God's people, we just got to get consumed with that desire to be with Him.
Yeah, and I like
sometimes it takes. Go ahead, what you say?
I was gonna say I like the word that you use, consumed. Like when you're consumed with something, explain what you mean by consumed real quick.
Consumed to me is just like nothing else matters. I think that's the attitude God's people have to have about His presence and spending time with Him, that nothing else matters. You know, other things might require my time and attention, but ultimately nothing else is as important as me being in the presence of God. Mm. And then once I do that, you know, everything else, you know, tends to fall in line after that.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Prayer life is very important. I got a good question right now. And, you know, just in case people be asking, like, a lot of times, man, I just go off the top of the head. When I get a topic, we off the top of the head like you was freestyling. You know what I'm saying? So when I say this, this hit me. What do you receive out of this prayer life? What is something that that you could say, man, after spending time with God, I gained this in my relationship with God? Share with me some of the things that you could say you've gained.
Yeah, that's a good question. Number one, I would say direction.
Mm.
You know, direction for, you know, for my life, direction on what to do about certain things, maybe certain situations I'm faced with or problems I'm dealing with. I would say direction. I would say also a love and compassion for people.
That's good.
You know, you know, I think, you know, the Bible says that God is love. So as we spend time with Him, you know, it's impossible not to come away from that time without a greater measure of love in your heart. And, you know, I need that, man. Like, I work at a lockdown residential treatment center with teenage boys. And, basically, you know, we get kids from, you know, like at the detention centers and other group homes and foster, you know, situations like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a rough bunch, man.
Yeah.
You know, 14 or 18-year-olds, you know, fresh off the streets, a lot of them, fresh out of jail, a lot of them. And to be in the midst of that and love them in spite of what they do or may say, you need the God kind of love. And I think it's impossible to get that without spending time with Him, man. So I would say direction, you know, love and compassion for people. Those are two that come to mind right off the cusp.
All right, man. So off the cusp, that's what we're hearing. Let's go, man, to your last song called Adonai, man. That's the last song we're going to spend on the show today. Talk to me about this song right here, okay, bro.
Yeah, Adonai. Adonai is the Hebrew word for master.
Mm.
And basically, it's just a song that exalts God as master in our lives. And, you know, it's just a, you know, song about worship. You know, just having that attitude, you know, as the song was playing, you know, the hook goes like, you know, we call him Adonai, we call him Adonai. What we're really saying is we call him master. And that's the attitude that we need to cultivate and have towards God, that, you know, He's master in our lives. And, you know, what He say go, you know, where He tells me to go, I'll go. What He tells me to do, I'll do, because He's master. So
that's what's
up. That's kind of the attitude, man. So
All right, man. And if God's your master, you're going to tune into that prayer life, man. You got to get that board meeting in with your God and not bored, like tired. Oh, but I'm just saying, you got to get that direction. You dig? This is Yacht of the King Radio.
Yeah.
Adonai by the Pioneer. Let's check it out.
Welcome to End Time Music. Today we're just going to worship the Lord with this one, y'all. Nod your head to this.
Your love is so real. So real. God, you never change. You rule the whole world. You got a lot of names. But we call you Adonai. We call you Adonai. We call you Adonai. We call you Adonai. Your love is so real. So real. God, you never change. You rule the whole world. You got a lot of names. But we call you Adonai. We call you Adonai. We call you Adonai. We call you Adonai.
We call you Alpha and we shout Omega too. I know your praises due. You can call this paying dues. It's been a war, believe me. They said the Lord would lead me. No way this road was easy, but I had Jehovah Nisi. I came up out that clay, moved on to better things. Some call you Elion, some call you Elohim. I know I better sing. This song is my battle cry. You got some names, but today we call you Adonai. You're where my hope begins. You are my closest friend. You are my father too. I hope this don't bother you. If praise is a crime, I'm committing felonies. When I sing a melody, it's only God I better please. I gotta have that type of faith that you like to find. You may not come right when I call you, but you right on time. You made me write a rhyme. I know you love letters, so I wrote a love letter trying to make our love better.
So real, so real. God, you never change. You rule the whole world. You got a lot of names, but we call you Adonai.
Man, but I don't run the man, no, I call the son of man. You need no introduction, because you wrote the story. But life in me, the Christ in me, that is the hope of glory. I wanna rhyme tighter, I wanna shine brighter. Invade the darkness, kinda like my favorite crime fighter. Now it ain't Hercules, you got me going hard. I'm leaving more in awe of the bright and morning star. And when I make a sin, your blood'll make amends. That's why you got up on the cross and died to make us friends. That's why you hung your head and stretched out wide to make us men. And now we walking side by side, so you gon' make us twins. Like we were Siamese, no need to mind me. If you sick, I got the gospel, you should try these. To me, you Superman, so I'ma sing it loud. I seen you leave the tallest building
Lord,
in
I'd
a
like
single
to give
round.
You praise for changing all of my ways. You brought me out of the storm, so I'm dedicating this song. You ain't had to put me on, but you did. I appreciate what you did. Now that I know that you care, I ain't going nowhere. I make it happen with rapping. On the pulpits I'm preaching. I think of all the nations I'm reaching, the people I'm teaching. I'm rapping prophetically, but I ain't say I'm a prophet. You know the devil is a liar, and you know he can't stop it.
Your love is so real. God, you never change. You rule the whole world. You got a lot of names, but we call you Adonai. We call you Adonai. We call you Adonai. We call you Adonai. Your love is so real. God, you never change. You rule the whole world. You got a lot of names, but we call you Adonai. We call you Adonai. We call you Adonai. We call you Adonai.
Yo, you ready, kid? Yo, let's do this, man.
Got him!
I ain't never gotta be persuaded. Oh, I'm telling you, my mind is made up. I ain't new to the game, I ain't here for the fame. I'm just trying to live life right.
Yeah.
Never been a fan of diamonds and pearls. Need a little more regard in my world. When he showed me the light, I was down for the ride. I said,
I ain't gonna be persuaded.
When I'm broken, I'm best. Words are most potent when I'm quoting that text. When my mind is in check and I'm living that life, spitting that light and I'm gripping that mic. When I focus on him, when his cross is my cross and his praises I sing. Y'all ain't gotta convince me that Christ is the king, the reason death lost its sting. Jesus is more than magnificent, the antithesis to the curse that we've been smitten with. He the physician for my condition, the perfect picture of life is Christian. I'm recommending repentance to any and all who listen. Never assume that your hourglass is full. Glass gets shattered when the trigger get pulled, and cash don't matter when the minutes run out. You still got questions, let me shatter that shout.
Got em. I never gotta be persuaded. Oh, I'm telling you, my mind is made up. I ain't new to the game, I ain't here for the fame. I'm just trying to live life right. Never been a fan of diamonds and pearls. Need a little more of God in my world. When he showed me the light, I was down for the ride. I said, I ain't gotta be persuaded.
I live life between a rock and a hard place. A man lost, my camouflage was hardest to face. My masquerade made from the lies my past taught me. Get sick to my stomach thinking of what that path brought me. A fuzzy picture I never made quite clear. You live in a dream only to die in its nightmares. But I'm alive, so I ain't gotta be convinced. Cause the God who guides me got me content. And I don't try it all, but at the end I couldn't define me when everything that I need is in him. Therefore I ain't a fan of the pipe dream. Enough to leave a sure thing for how good the opposite might seem. No need of a pardon on the speech or the means of imparting the heart of the redeemed. It ain't easy, the path of a believer, but the grass ain't green on the other side either. Yeah,
I never gotta be persuaded. Oh, I'm telling you, my mind is made up.
Yeah.
I ain't new to the game, I ain't here for the fame. I'm just trying to live life right. Never been a fan of diamonds and pearls. Need a little more of God in my world. When he showed me the light, I was down for the ride. I said, I ain't gotta be persuaded.
Yo, one time ain't enough. I die to myself daily cause the crime rate is up. I'm focused on the future, got my mind made up. While these rap boys trying to get their shine game up. But what they don't know is money come, money go. Chasing that short paper with that funny style flow. I ain't just fly by night or the violent type. I live by faith and action, not by sight. When I walk through the valley of the shadow of the hood, attitude is testy, I wish you would. I'm the reverend, but I don't pop my collar. I don't hustle my parishioners to make that dollar. I was raised in the berry where the street talk to you. Where your brother pull a trigger, blow the heat right through you. If you fake, they see past you, straight up unmasked. You, that's why I spit the truth. Only thing that's everlasting, man.
Yeah, I never gotta be persuaded. Oh, I'm telling you, my mind is made up. I ain't new to the game, I ain't here for the fame. I'm just trying to live life right. Never been a fan of diamonds and pearls. Need a little more of God in my world.
Hey, yo, Darnell, man, I just play it for him one time.
I said, I ain't gotta be persuaded.
Right, we back again, Yada the King Radio, the pioneer, getting it in. We talk prayer life. If you missed that, you need to go to yadatheking.com, and that's yadahdaking.com, so you can check out what he said about the prayer life and the things that he gains from a prayer life. And I really enjoy that, man. The Spirit hit me and was like, ask that question, because some people don't think you gain something. And man, hey, speaking of gaining something, we know you got a project. What's the project called, man? We haven't even said the name of the project this whole interview. So tell them right now so they can gain some knowledge on this piece.
Yeah, man, the name of the project is I Just Want to Bless You. It's a free album. It'll be out December 4th. Should be on Rapzilla and thesouth.com. If you are familiar with SoundCloud, you know, you can just go to SoundCloud, type in Pioneer, it'll be on there as well. So yeah, man, it's free, so I think that's kind of the whole mindset behind it. I just want to bless you, you know, just want to give people a free album and a quality album. So,
yeah. Oh, so this project is going to be free. And what's the date? One more time, just in case you said it and I lost it. You know, what was the date?
December 4th.
Okay, so December 4th.
So
yeah, I want to be tuned into Rapzilla, thesouth.com, and everything like that. You gonna have it on your own website as well, man?
Yeah, I'm working on getting the website together. I got to get back with you on that because it's not up and running yet. But it should be on my my Facebook as well too. Facebook/The Pioneer. So
any
one of those, Rapzilla, the South, and SoundCloud and my Facebook.
Okay, man. And since we shouting out all the websites, man, where else can these people find you though, man? Like Twitter, Facebook. Go ahead and give the actual links so they can link up with you, man, and say what they heard, if they want to bless you with something. You know, how can they do that, man?
Yeah, man. You can contact me on Twitter, D-A Pioneer. Pioneer spelled P-I-O-N-E-E-R. Hit me up anytime. I usually do a pretty good job of responding. Facebook is the same. Facebook.com/ The Pioneer, DAPIONEER. But I really like Twitter, man. It's just something about it, you know. It's I think it's really cool. So
yeah,
if people really want to hit me up, you know, I was advised just going to the Twitter, and I'll hit you back. So.
Yeah, he might work. He might start working for Twitter after that plug. Like, you know, I got a Facebook, I got a MySpace, but I really like Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I like Twitter too. You can connect. It's something where you can. I mean, when you post stuff, some people see it, but when you directly hit people, I mean, it's just like. I mean, Twitter is more like cell phone tweet, text messages and stuff like that. If you use it right,
yeah.
So. That's what's up, man. What do you got coming up next, man? We know we got the free project, but is there anything else brewing in your camp over there, man?
Yeah, man. I'm actually working on a video right now for my lead single. That's called Lay It Down. That's available free right now. That's on the Rapzilla site and via thesouth.com. That's a song that just kind of came out of... my own personal, struggle, with sin and different things, you know, that I was just letting get in front of my relationship with God, you know, things that were hindering me from walking with Him.
Yeah.
And, you know, God requires that we lay those things down. So the song is called Lay It Down. And I'm working on a video right now. Matter of fact, I should, it should be out on YouTube and the South and Rapzilla within the next week or so. And I'm excited about that. We came up with what I think is a compelling concept for it. So it should be pretty good. So people can look out for that.
All right, man. What's the last words you want to share with the people here at Yada the King Radio?
Well, I personally want to thank you, brother. I just want to say... just thanks for the opportunity. Keep doing what you're doing. There's definitely a need for it. Just want to tell the people to check out the free project. It's free. So, you know, download it, check it out. Like I said, you can hit me up on Twitter. I will respond. And let's just keep living this life for Jesus, man, and going from, you know, one level of glory to the next.
Amen. So let's do that. Let's keep on pushing. We're going to keep pushing on this radio show as well, man. Pioneer, we thank you for getting it in with us, brother. The Pioneer, man. Don't get them confused with somebody else named Pioneer. So just make sure you add the DA in front of it, man. And, man, we'll have you back on soon, bro, or we'll chop it up with you soon as well. All right?
Yes, sir. Sounds good.
All right, you know what it is, man. Let's go ahead and get into this Yada the King triple play. Yeah.
In the field and all eyes on me. And they ask me what I do and I say rep my king. Man, I just keep it crispy, rep God and go strong. And I tell them I ain't moving and they ask for how long.
I tell them when I reach.
Young is what they call me. Ain't no way they
no swagger talk. A mission going fishing and they're hating is an afterthought. I'm out here trying to reach a number you can't count. In the midst of the madness, I promise I stand out. Wait, let me see you tell you about my daddy though. Lil' got me finna call the heaven flow. Destined to lead the devil way you up. Catacombs, I'm first class till I reach my destination. Millionic boy, I rock all pigmentation. So happy I found out he was my daddy. Montel, now I'm pushing Jesus for the law. Wholesale, I live, love, and impact the globe. Trying to tell you about the savior that impacts your soul. 501's fresh kicks, so white it ain't funny. Fans like, but I made it through the crash. No dummy, private jet, got me looking through the glass. So sunny, I'm trying to save your family. You thought it was all money. It won't change until he catch me in the sky. Opposition couldn't touch me if he try. And they ask me on occasion, a little gin, a little tonic. Told them, nah, I can't do it, cause I live millionic.
Simple been the building, all eyes on me. And they ask me what I do, and I say, rep my king. Man, I just keep it crispy, rep God and go strong. And I tell them I ain't moving, and they ask for how long. I tell them when I reach
a million. A million.
20-something, man, I'm staying cause the favor that good. I'll be all up in your school, reppin' crazy old hood. Run up on your whole clique, so get your mind right. All faith, no eyes, hindsight. I get up jumping from the front to the back. I ain't here to do a song, boy, I'm here to impact. Change your mind, change your life. And you have to change the world, spread it to your own boy. And you kick it to your girl. I ain't never met a blonde that he couldn't overcome. AIDS, cancer, cold, I should leave him on the run. Nah, he ain't have to come. He just sent his word and every knee gotta bow from the bay to the bird. Trying to do grim numbers, presidential takeover. Investing in your soul, and Jesus is the stakeholder. Ride good, love God, and talk loud. Allow me to introduce you to the difference in the crowd. Simple been the building, all eyes on me. And they ask me what I do, and I say, rep my king. Man, I just keep it crispy, rep God, and go strong. And I tell them I ain't moving, and they ask for how long. Tell them when I reach
a million.
Love God, swagger heavy, I never been a chump. You can call me what you like, but I'ma give him what he want. I've been rocking cross countries while you was watching SpongeBob. Used to leave it to the others, but they wasn't on their job. Gucci bag, fresh fit, M-I-E-S-T. Swagged out with a passion, come see about me. K-Jo, representative, you can check my resume for college for the bankhead. You can catch me in the A from 6-Sack to Rancho. Shoot, I might be in the bay. It don't matter where I'm at, I'm trying to get these people saved.
And you can catch me every day, cause this is a lifestyle. I gotta make sure I connect, you can call it Unibrow.
And I ain't never switching up, cause I ain't with that fake stuff. You see, you fill my cup, all real, no makeup. They put me in the microwave, so I'm here to get it poppin'.
I love God, I ain't here to argue with your doctrine.
Like that.
You did it all to save me.
hurting, yeah, yeah. But I won't do it again.
Listening every time, the spirit is in the lines. That's why you can't deny what you be feeling inside. And when I say God, let me be more specific. I'm talking about Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the one that's risen, the one that freed me from prison. The sinful life I was living, repented, now I'm forgiven. This is more than religion. Focused, I'm on a mission. Fishing where they be sipping, tripping off how I'm spitting. Like, really, is he a Christian? Yes, sir, and you can betcher. Bottom dollar, I'm fresher. Not because of my record, because I'm clean, check my record. Mic, microphone checker. Tell me who do it better. My God, he make it rain. Not money, I'm talking weather. Never fold under pressure. Satan can try whatever. I'm so in love with God, I wrote him this love letter.
Throw your hands high if you're so in love with God. I'm so in love with God. So in love with God. Throw your hands high if you're so in love with God. I'm so in love with God. So in love with God. Throw your hands high if you're so in love with God.
You know I love my Jesus, that's why I do what he say. Cause if I didn't love him, homie, I would live another way. It takes one to know one, the scriptures say there ain't no other way. But Yahweh, the truth, the way, life, tell him that you'll never stray. But if you stray, homie, no, you stray forgiven. From wherever you at on the map, my spot up in the murder mitten. Don't wait till you get out ripping, boy, it's your game time. He'll leave you spitting, frostbitten, watch you catch hang time. The love of God is deep, man, it's like a tsunami. Feel the presence of God, like I'm up in Miami. Where the meat y'all, we got process salami. They took the gospel and they flipped it, call it origami. Pentecost, baby, so this party like a rock star. Radical and pink, man, we something like some pop stars. Flashing in the spirit, man, we shining like some cop cars. Holy Ghost party, so just party like a rock star.
Throw your hands high. So in love with God, so in love with God, so in love with God. Throw your hands high, so in love with God, so in love with God, so in love with God. Throw your hands high, so in love with God, so in love with God, so in love with God. Throw your hands high, so in love with God, so in love with God, so in love with God.
I'm so in love with him,
yeah.
I can't lie, no one's above him.
stay fly. Coach, you can put me in like it's game time, but we ain't playing. Let's go ahead, get this thing live. Let me see them hands high, all the way to the sky, yo. What all my humble, pure heart, not full of pride for? Thankful to God, yo. It's us he died for, and that's why I flow. Can I kick it like Tybo? We on duty like 5-0. Keep it moving like a slideshow, and I would never stop telling him my pop. Tell me I can stop, but until that time, yo, I be on my great commission with a vision. Spit hit him with nothing but the truth when I get at him. They be loving the way I kick it to the rhythm. I'm praying when they hear it, the Holy Spirit to get them. This is more than rap. The boy got the cross up on his back. I hope the radio don't ignore this track. I'ma rap hard till the Lord come back. Favor, another door just cracked. You can't take this joy I have. Picasso, here we go with the flow. Turn it up, yeah, homie, your boy is back.
Throw your hands high if you're so in love with God. So in love with God. So in love with God. Throw your hands high if you're so in love with God. So in love with God. So in love with God. Throw your hands high if you're so in love with God. So in love with God. So in love with God. Throw your hands high if you're so in love with God. So in love with God. So in love with God.
All right, man, that was Yada the King Triple Play. We had, the first song was Million a Million. We also had Hold Me Down by Onitsha. And the last song was called So In Love by the homie Picasso. You tuned in to Yada the King Radio. Let me talk on the topic of the day real quick. A prayer life, man, is so important, man. I find myself wanting to continually grow in my prayer life. And the crazy thing about prayer, there's so many different kinds of prayer that there is out there. And I'm talking simply prayer to a God that we live, we love, and we serve. You got praying in tongues. You got praying in the spirit. You got intercessory prayer. You got corporate prayer. There's just so many different things that prayer does. And I say this. Number one, prayer unites us with God. It allows us, it's really just a conversation between us and God. It's making sure we talk to God and also hear from God. A lot of us just talk to God, but God wants to hear from you, but he also has something to tell you, man. And I can tell you this, man, hearing from God is, it will definitely be points in your life that you say, man, this was the greatest thing that I ever heard. It's going to change your life. There's times when you pray, when you listen to God, and he gives you direction that you may not have known before. There's business ideas that God gives me in prayer. Songs, titles to songs, different preaching messages that I preach, man. He gives all this to me in prayer, and I don't even want anything unless I make sure I go to God to get it from him in prayer, man. So I'm gonna ask you this, man. How was your prayer life? I know that we can always increase, but if you're one person that hasn't heard God speak to you before, man, I'm gonna challenge you just like Mother Mullins challenged me. I remember the very first time somebody told me to listen to God, man. The first time, man, I sat there and it was quiet. I didn't hear nothing. But as I kept praying and just kept waiting, I finally heard God's voice. And the way you hear God's voice, I always tell people, is you have to be in the Word of God. If you are not in the Word of God, you will not know God's voice. His voice is the Word. He's going to speak to you things that are in the Word. And if you hear a voice that is not in line with the Word of God, that's not the voice of God. It could be yourself or it could be Satan, man. So make sure you're getting your prayer life correct, man. 2012 is going down. We're about to be in 2013. Don't make this a resolution because some of y'all throw them joints away. But let's put this in to stay, man. Get your prayer life up. And I married my wife because of her prayer life, man. That's real talk. Like, she could pray, boy. I'm out of here.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m.
Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby.
At unity.com.
That's spelled www.unity-t.com.
Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new gospelnw.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life.
Yes, Yada the King Radio
now on gospelnw.com.
I always gotta keep it.
Yada the King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yada.king.com
for the latest episode on Yada the King Radio.
I always gotta keep it. Yada the King Radio.